Carl, you hungry?
Put hair on your chest.
Yeah, I know.
And a few other things.
You got yours?
I got mine.
This is the last meeting. Where's the little one?
The little one?
Yeah, they're
mean
one, huh? They'll always be her little one.
Yeah.
I got some.
I didn't make very good meds. I got some one half. They ain't very little, but they'll always be her little one.
Well, you got the new little one. Who is little though?
Oh, I do have a little one.
Yeah.
Makes me have another little one.
You're kidding.
You or your offspring?
I didn't think she was going to have any more
after having the problem she had. She should have, but she did. So she is. But I'll get it over. Get it out of the way.
Yeah, all of them.
This too is going to be a girl. She just found out last week.
Really?
Yep.
So. Grandma's gonna have
so it's Corey and them again.
Yeah, it don't bother me none. Girls are less trouble than boys are.
What are they?
Huh?
More trouble than boys are. I believe.
Let me tell you what.
I raised a boy and a girl. Okay.
It didn't bother me at all.
Yeah, right.
God. I tell you what. 3 out of 4 jerked us through knot holes.
Where
did this came from? I didn't know I could fit through that many knot holes. Unbelievable.
Well, for granddads, girls are better.
You can send them home. Good morning, everyone. Thanks for coming. On a late note here, a couple quick announcements. Dwayne's aircraft passed inspection. He could start fly off as soon as he figured out how to get it out of the building in one piece. He's got to cut a wall out now to get it out. Wayne Robinson took his check ride for LSA, and he passed.
Oh, man.
Compliments to Mike Marlowe, and he did that at Green City. So some of our members we're still at it. I'm down to one wing left to cover on my project. And just finished the other one last night, or the first one last night. So we're going to start next week probably on
can
the second.
Ask how Wayne can take a check ride on a single seat aircraft?
They can do it. They do it from the ground. They watch you from the ground, give you maneuvers and stuff to do, and he passed with flying colors. And Mike was really excited about it, said he's looking to doing more, referring to this fella and myself, of course, and whoever else we can get involved. Mike is really in tune with LSA. He's for as many hours that man has and background he has, it's amazing that he's in light sport aircraft corner the way he is. But I think that's the up and coming thing. If people are going to start being able to afford to fly, it's going to have to be you're going to have to be pretty frugal. Okay. I guess new business. Those that are here, Christmas dinner is going to be at Mango's again this year. Be the same menu, probably the same cost. That was $20 a head. That included gratuity. And if you had a wine or mixed drink or whatever, that was on your separate tab. That was also going to be on the, what was it, 11th, I think it was, wasn't it, huh? Yeah, I think it was the 11th we were talking about it. No, December 4th, excuse me. I think, yeah, December 4th. And that was really, maybe we'll have a little better weather where we can use the patio outside there along the ocean front.
Do we have to have an advance list?
They're requesting, they'd like to know how many people. That room will seat 40. And so we're going to have to try to get word to everybody. I don't know, we're going to have to start mailing out postcards to our members because no one responds to emails. I think out of the last two I sent out, I got 2 responses. So, of course, kind of irrelevant because the number of people showed up, dues are due. Not so for Carl over here. Thank you for being a lifetime member. Ron was supposed to show up this morning. He may still make it. We had quite a conversation yesterday about he would like to take on going and speaking at high schools. And Joe DeFeo had made a comment that the place to start would be Ainer High School because of their criteria that they have with their shop classes and that. So I guess we'll pursue that a little bit later. I guess we can go into the good news stuff. How are we looking financially?
Well, looking pretty good financially. 17th September, balance in checking was $389.57. On the 6th of October, I deposited some dues, came in from Will Double of $20. And also on the 6th of October, I deposited the donations towards the flying expenses that we got from serving breakfast last month. And a donation from Larry Bott came to $105. 15th October, that leaves balance in the checking, $514.57. As for petty cash, 17th of September, cash on hand, we had $109. On the 6th of October, I received a donation from Will Double of $30. On the 6th of October, I transferred to check-in $105. That leaves on the 15th of October, we have cash on hand, $34. Also, I'd like to say that I went by the Conway Bank, and they were very apologetic. They had wrote our account in as a business account, even though I showed them we were non-profit and paperwork. They went through all the proper channels and still got it wrong. And she also got our checks to us. There's no reason for that. And so by being non-profit in a checking account with Conway, we have no minimum balance, so there'll be no fees. We can use our money as we see fit, and they'll be happy with our business. So I was glad to get that straightened out. I went to my bank and got things done. That lady had never done an account before. She was the first time in there as business. Yeah, she was seeing us as a business account, even though it was non-profit. She didn't know how to do it. Anyway, everybody makes mistakes, Lord knows. So, yeah.
Certainly a learning process, isn't it? Thank you. How about you, Mr. Secretary, anything you'd like to?
I'm about to send out the flyers and stuff. President Pearl, going to get something similar to this, a trifold. Okay. We'll send that out early this coming week. And members are all going to get, a little postcard. There's four postcards printed per page. And that's so if anybody sees any kind of glitches with that or something, let me know. I've updated the membership list online. So, as you know, everybody has access to it. If you don't know how to get access to it and want to, then let me know. I mean, it is secured with a password and a login name. But you can have it as a member. Everybody's information is there in the open once you get in. Okay? If there's anybody that's got a complaint about that, let me know. But Social Security number, bank account numbers, everything's there. Just checking to see if you're awake.
I'd like to have all that info on Carl, please.
There you go.
Good morning. I guess the main thing on this meeting is with this... do we have anything else on the new business that we really need to jump in?
The only thing is that, of course, the client.
Right. Well, that's really priority on this particular meeting due to the fact, what's that, 2 weeks out, I believe? We had a list we started on our requirements for the fly-in November 5th. Those that don't know, we have a...
Is it 3 weeks?
One was an air boss. We need somebody on a radio advisory only. Reason, you know, just because. But if the weather's good to us, we're going to have probably ultralights mixed with general aviation along with experimentals. Who knows what? It's going to come in. So you've already addressed
it. And let me add, just for the people that haven't looked at the website. I wrote up a specific procedure for coming into this thing. Ultralights, traditionally at the fly-ins I go to, they try to keep them a little bit lower than the bigger boys. Okay? So the normal pattern altitude here is 1,000 feet. I set the pattern altitude for ultralights and LSAs for 500 feet here, okay, which should be plenty good. So the air boss is going to have to maybe advise on that. So, on all the flyers and everything that I'm sending out, it says see our website for detailed directions on how to get in here. The other thing is the pattern. You know, this has got a weird pattern to keep you out of the Class B airspace or Class C airspace. Okay?
It's also because of school over here. They don't want you to have a pattern over school.
Yeah, the funny thing is that if you're not careful, if you go too wide out, you'll actually get into their airspace if you're too high, if you're above 1,200 feet. So anyhow, the person that does the radio needs to know what the rules are.
So we'll be looking for somebody as an air boss / advisory radio operator. And
Bill told me that if anybody getting volunteer for these things, he was just going to assign it.
Just going to assign it to somebody. I was told to lead, follow, or get out of the way. I've been thinking about the third one. And then we're going to need a ramp marshal, just basically to oversee. We have, through Doug Floyd, he's with the Civil Air Patrol, he has two young men that are that have their certification for marshaling aircraft, and which I found that very interesting, and he's offered them to do so. However, they can't stand out there all day, so they're going to need some backup relief. I'm sure we can get past that. So that's basically covered, and I can work a little bit closer with Doug on that. He would have been here today. He had to be out of town on business. He also will provide us with a Civil Air Patrol volunteer on the cash box, which will free up Dwayne this time, probably the first time in 3-4 years that he'll be actually able to do more than sit in front of a cash box. So that's taken care of. Picking up sodas and miscellaneous foodstuffs and supplies, Dwayne and I are taking care of that. The pig and the fixings there, like Perlo and that, is Gene Baker, John Matthews out of Georgetown. So we're down to, we need help with setup and cleanup. And the setup is going to take place over here in the hangar where Doug Floyd, it's like a community hangar. We have permission from Mike Marlowe to make sure that the aircraft are out of the hangar. We can set up in there. There will be bathrooms cleaned up in there and usable, along with sinks. We won't be cooking in there, but we'll be serving in there. So that we have a hangar available for that. But we're still going to need help in the setup part of it. I don't know how Doug manages to do it. He works those cadets pretty hard. They'll probably have everything whipped into shape before we get our hands on it. We need some volunteers to make sweet tea and unsweet tea.
I think that's wrong.
You think it's wrong?
They won't drink a drop of it. We threw away how many gallons of tea last year? You can't give it away. They want Pepsi primarily. They want Mountain Dew. Coffee they look for, but I think don't go overboard on the tea. You'll be
a gallon each.
Yeah, maybe that.
Yeah, we can do that.
You think everybody loves iced tea? I go to a restaurant, I want iced tea, but Well, I'll take care of that. How's
we
that?
Made gobs of it. We couldn't get rid of any of it. Nobody wanted it.
Then we're going to need folks in the serving line.
What are we going to serve?
Well, we have to have somebody. We need side dishes. There we go. So that was, I got a clip here. I logged it on here wrong. That should have been the next thing with side dishes. So whatever side dishes we have to go along with the barbecue and Perlo, we're going to need some servers too.
I'm going to try to convince my wife to do this potato salad again. Yeah, she's okay at it.
That's on recording now, you know.
Yeah, she don't know how to operate it.
And I don't know, we're going to set up our tent. We're going to set the EAA booth, have things there, too. I'm going to try to bring my project, the fuselage only this time. I'm not going to transport the wings. Last time I broke a few ribs and transported the wings. I didn't do it correctly, so fortunately they weren't covered. And I'd really like to have it together there. Anyway, you can't get yours out of the hangar, so I don't know.
I will by then.
Wayne's hoping he can fly his Mini-Max in, and who knows what else will show up. But
check with Gibbs at NCIS, see how he gets those boats out.
Well, weather has been the problem in trying to open up the whole end of the building.
I keep trying to take one wing off, turn it, sneak the wing out the door, turn it.
Yeah.
But then he's got to put it back in somewhere.
Yeah, if I had somebody there to help me with the wing, I can do that. So both wings isn't a problem then.
Side net here. How to remove aircraft.
Alright, side dishes.
Side dishes. We're still on side dishes, so.
Okay. I think I can get the potato salad. What did we bring last year?
Macaroni and cheese, wasn't
it? Macaroni and cheese. Well, we did corn on the top last year and it did not go over.
Yeah.
We took a lot of that home.
Hopefully, we sure did.
Maybe I'll get some macaroni and cheese.
Okay. But we need.
Baked beans?
Yeah, baked beans always is a good thing.
Well, is Gene making baked beans again this year?
I don't know. No, he made the Perlo. He made the Perlo and the.
And the baked beans.
And the barbecue. Did he make the baked beans?
Yes.
Yes.
That's the question we better ask.
Yes.
Because he makes like quantity too when he makes.
He answers his emails no problem normally. He's called me twice to make sure that he had the right date for the pig and that. So we have macaroni and cheese, potato salad. I don't know how we can enlist.
Need some kind of buns or.
A bread, yeah.
Bread.
Rolls.
Rolls.
I guess we had a good quantity at Sam's Club when Dwayne and I go there.
Sounds right to me.
All right. And that was. And of course, we take care of all the side.
We ran out of plates last year, I believe.
And we found this cheap ware at Dollar General.
Dollar General right there by the field. There must be one around here somewhere.
They're everywhere. And are we missing anything other than people?
Plates and cups and spoons and forks.
We need picnic bags.
Yeah.
We need more. Need the
250 come in one of those boxes. That's what we got those at Cisco.
Costco.
Costco, yeah.
There you go. Sam's Club. Whatever it was. Sam's Club.
Sam's Club don't have it. Unless they just restocked it.
They
did?
That's where we bought it from. That time we got it.
Yeah. Last year we went by then and won any.
So we're just going to need somebody to step and help us with any of those items. Put another email out. I got no response to it last time. No volunteers.
Put their name beside it. Don't respond.
That's not a bad plan. That's not a bad plan.
We need desserts too.
Huh?
We need desserts.
Yeah, I didn't think about them.
What should we have for desserts, folks? We're the deciding faction here. It looks like for this fly-in.
most of the ladies just bring something, you know, a cake or cookies, you know. I don't think that anyone really signs up for anything. They just seem to show up.
I mean, we've never really lacked, have we? When you think about it.
No, I don't think we can take care of that part.
Any input? A little out of it.
Brownies.
Okay. Brownies are always good.
And then you have we have to consider those that are diabetic also.
They just don't eat.
I don't think that's fair.
They get the barbecue. That's diabetic.
When you're cold.
I'm diabetic. I can be cold.
Well, this might be an appropriate time for one of my quotes I wrote down here that I like to do every time.
Oh, here comes the poop.
It's from Wilbur Wright. It's about piloting. It says, do not let yourself be forced into doing anything before you are ready. I guess no one here is ready, are they? Oh, well.
But we're good at it.
We're good at it all. So, I don't know where else to go with this thing. Are we going to do a 50-50 again?
I think we should. It always turns out pretty good.
Yes, it does. I did pretty good last year.
Yeah, for some people it turns out real good.
I did real well last year.
I think we should exclude members, though.
It would be right, wouldn't it?
I really think we should. Yeah. They might give an appearance. That,
so if I don't pay Sue's bill, she's not a member.
Okay, Mr. Obama.
That hurts. I think that might be a good thing.
Do we still have enough of
the coupons?
Do we still have enough of the coupons?
Do we have
enough? Yes, we do.
Who are we going to put in charge of doing that?
I think some small child. Small child as far as,
the drawing. As far as collecting the
funds. Oh, I don't know. Usually the money man does that part, I think.
Yeah. But he'd be out mixing. So he'd really be involved.
Yeah.
He'd be really involved in seeing everybody. Mm-hmm. Also, what about registration for aircraft and people to come in, acknowledgement, et cetera, et cetera?
That wouldn't be a bad idea.
Anybody here want to do that one?
I'm not sure if I'm going to be here.
I understand.
I'll be on stage.
Oh, really?
Okay. I have to do the New York trip this next week. The following week, I may have to Florida.
This is 3 weeks out. So maybe because you're missing. Well, you've been
there. I've got something involved in between. So.
Fair enough.
If I'm here,
hopefully we'll see you.
Whatever we need down that morning.
Well, most people step up if they show up anyway, and that's the thing. So we can appreciate that.
Kind of hard to show up for
that. Yeah, haven't seen you in quite a while. At least you've been busy. That's good. So we're going to do the 50-50.
Dollar tickets?
I think that's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
That's what we did.
Yeah, I think we did.
Good.
Hello, Mr. Ron.
Good morning.
I'd like to take this little break to welcome Marion Cannon here.
How you doing?
Marvin, I'm sorry I got that wrong about 100 times.
And
he donated me a Minimax project. We came to know each other last week.
Right.
Nice gentleman from down in the Burgess community.
Is that him on stage?
So you got a new project?
Yeah, I got a new project.
Uh-oh.
Oh, my wife wasn't supposed to hear that.
Can't use that as a threat, man.
I knew he was going to do it to me, so I might as well just do it to the rest of
y'all. And we're not, again, for one, we decided to have a 50-50 thing at our fly-in. And this time, members are going to be excluded, seeing that I won last year. Probably disappointed a lot of people that had stayed in the chat.
If I could give it back, I'd really be happy.
Well, that could be a requirement.
You know, like the guy did the breast cancer thing last week. He won the 50-50 and give his hand back to him.
Well, we could do that.
All in favor?
If we need a vote on it.
Yeah, that's right.
That's your right.
I killing me.
Didn't I take that one from
they're talking to the boss.
Yeah,
it grew wings.
Never got to see it.
Boy. I think I'm. There's three things I need, and I'm going to get out of the way. All right, folks, anything we're missing for the fly-in? We have side dishes. We still have, we figure servers will probably step up to the plate that particular day. We're going to start serving at 11:30 until the food runs out. Now, if we run out of fixings to go along with the barbecue plate, are we going to serve barbecue sandwiches if we have leftover? We always have leftover barbecue. So we could, in fact, for latecomers, at least offer that and maybe a bag of chips.
Yeah.
For instead of the $8 or $9, whatever the price is going to be, a $4 or something.
Yeah, what he's getting at is we're a little concerned that how many people might come this time. Because first year here, we don't know what's going to happen. We're in new territory this year.
Well,
you know, I mean, if we do, we always have way too much left over, but hey, look, we're usually out of Green Sea, which is a long ways off.
And
it might be different this year.
And we have, it looks like the Horry County Airport Commission and that are what they use, their advertising lady, Lauren, may be putting it out to the public for us. So we may get even more exposure.
Well, being here, we're close up to a grocery store that things start looking bad.
Somebody
got to
make sure.
Call.
Go get buns.
Call Kentucky Fried Chicken or whatever place and say, if I need a big bucket of slaw, whatever you
manage.
Buns, something.
Well,
anybody thought about signs? We hadn't even mentioned putting out signs.
Oh, good point. That's a good point. I still have one of the signs from last year at my house.
I saved all the old ones. I think they're out there in that little red building. But they need to be painted and lettered, so that's a bit.
Well, the ones that I got.
We were together.
Pardon?
Been converted to wing ruts or anything?
The signs?
No. No, they're in furry plywood, so they got a chance.
Yes, they're a little heavy.
Sounds like a manual plane.
It's too heavy to be converted airplane use.
Okay. Yeah. What kind of signs
are
you buying?
For road. You know, you're going
to fly in, arrow pointing.
The ones I got don't say Green Sea on them. They just say fly in.
Right, those
with an arrow.
Yeah. That would be good.
Okay.
We just gather up those and not worry about the one we used to put on 410.
Yeah.
Well, they can't find Conway Airport.
Well, it's not that they can't find Conway Airport. They might not know there's a fly-in out here. I'd like to put barbecue on it because that will bring people in.
Well, if you put on there whatever day it is, you could put it up a few days early.
Depending on if the powers that be around here allow you to do it. I mean, down where I live, you're not allowed to put road signs out. So, yeah, they even have a sign police down there. So if you stick a sign up and turn around, it's gone. Well, they'll, excuse me.
Well, I thought it was in the county. It's an idea.
So they always list all the things that are going to happen.
Yeah,
right. It comes out, what, on Thursday, Friday.
And
they list all the things that happen that are going to happen. I mean, there's like two pages of happenings, but the things that are happening that day, they list by themselves, and they'll be like today's got the Lord's body in on it. And
which table was that?
Wooden Tornado. I don't know what it's called, but it's part of the newspaper.
I want to talk to Lauren about that. because she's in charge of promotion over there.
I know. I always look through it when I get it and see what's going on.
Harold, I think, has one. Harold has one, and Georgetown Times, I believe.
See, that's probably the stuff she's probably doing.
Yeah.
I'd like to go to Woodville, show me. But if you ain't there already, you ain't going to get within miles of it.
Well, I don't know. I don't know. We saw four. We were coming out of Pawleys Island, saw four police heading that way, south through Pawleys Island. Well, I don't know what was going on with just one right after another. State police, local, and that was like 8 o'clock.
We used to have the bus
when
we
used
to go there.
If you're not there
at 9 o'clock in the morning.
You
gotta walk a long way if you're not there by
9
o'clock in the morning. You don't even get to the city
limits. There's some pretty good boats showing. There's some pretty good boats showing. Okay, I need that real good. Okay, so who's going to be in charge of picking the signs up? And do we have to repaint? Dress up these signs. We got.
I don't think so. I got.
Add the barbecue. Just dating them.
I'll do mine too. Mine's just the kind that's got arrows on it. It says fly in.
Okay, and then
yeah, and it's got a date.
I talked to.
My dog.
I wonder if I contacted Al Allen if he wouldn't. Well, who would I call to see if it was all right to put them out here a day or two before.
It does say Saturday.
The mask.
It just says Saturday, and then there's a date.
Afterwards.
Well, that's true. They don't normally take last year. I just looked the number upside down.
You might be right. I don't think so. It's been years since I looked at them.
The worst thing I do is pick them up.
Pick them up or lay them down. I mean, the guy down there where we live, he takes them out of the ground and lays them down.
I don't know that they would do that up here, though.
Maybe not.
The ones I got are so doggone heavy, I can't see nobody getting out and lifting them up.
I just want to make sure that we have somebody stepping up to the plate to handle these different issues.
Well, typically, they would call a county employee to do it, to pick them up. If it's done on Saturday and Sunday, they're off.
Well, yes, but we wanted a day or two out there. Right?
Well,
okay.
I'll do my two signs I got. That'll cover the entrance out here. The big holdout.
I need to know what kind of information we want to put on the internet for the Homeschoolers Association.
Yes, and they're interested in pricing because they're homeschoolers and that.
Right.
That's where all those kids last year came
from. I thought we'd give the kids a discount. They shouldn't have to pay full price for their meals.
Have a group price.
And maybe they just want sandwiches, because most of them aren't going to eat a whole meal anyway. So how about we cater sandwiches to the kids? Barbecue sandwiches.
So we got to get buns?
Yeah.
Hamburger buns?
We get hamburger buns. We don't have to have too many to start. Like he says, we can run into the store if we need more.
True.
Because I saw a lot of people that were strapped for finances, and the kids wanted to eat, but they didn't have, and I set them through.
Well, good point. Good point. And that's what we want. We need you
give a kid a barbecue sandwich. You might come back and be
okay.
Pilot.
Well, that brings up next story. Our next thing. Barbecue price, plate price, and the sandwich price.
Well, I say sandwich is $4 and plate is $8.
Yeah.
I felt
the Camden prices were
lower this weekend. Times are kind of rough, and that makes
sense. And it was $1 for, I think, for the drinks.
Yeah.
So it's $8 for the plate. But that wasn't all you could eat. But we offer that. Most people don't abuse it.
We offer the soda included with the $8 meal. And I say if they get a sandwich for $4, they should get a soda, too. Are we here to make a killing or just...
Yeah.
You know, we don't. I mean, I say... That would be fair.
Do this one time a year.
Right.
And we also want community involvement. We want if the children get enthused about something, they're also going to bring their parents into it. Same with any other organization like Cub Scouts, Boy Scouts. If they're in the
parents are going to be involved with their children, they're going to get involved.
Now you're talking about the possibility some groups come and want you to have a group price. Ten or more, they get a $2 break, a plate, whatever.
Yeah, well, we got to use the KISS method, I think, at the cash deal. Hmm? Maybe we should use the KISS method at the cash deal.
Well, more, they're not going to come in as groups.
No.
I mean, well, if they're going to the homeschool association, but they're
if I start seeing Trailway buses pulling in, I'm leaving.
I'm saying that you might have a Boy Scout group just come in, or the Civil Air Force group.
Well, I know the work is going out to the surrounding CAPs and that. So.
Well, keeping it simple, how about we just have a discounted price for children under certain age? And that would take care of...
Under 12?
Yeah, under 12. Half price.
Yeah. Under 23, but not the adults.
Yeah, but they still don't eat a whole plate.
That's so confusing.
Yeah, the guy, don't forget now, we're going to have a young man at the cash deal.
That's why I'm trying to keep it simple. The only thing he had to remember is if they're this tall, they get it half price.
If 12, they get $2 sandwich. 12 and above, it's a $4 sandwich.
Want to put it to a vote? Or is that unanimous?
I don't see no problem with it. As to what price, I'm lost on prices so much as
it's I don't think you should give the drink free, though.
No.
I don't think you should give the drink free with the meal or the sandwich.
Oh.
I think it should be a dollar, and that's fair. So.
We could offer
the thing about it is, you start giving away drinks, they start getting wasted.
Yeah, I wouldn't give the drink away. I'd just say the soda or the water is a dollar.
That's not unreasonable. Where was that we went?
No, that's cheap.
We were up in Triple Tree.
Triple Tree, that's right. We went to Triple Tree. Everybody was trying to get $2 and $3 for a bottle of water, and this one gal was selling it for a dollar. She says, you need water. I can't see. She says, I make a little bit of a dollar.
Well, the dinner there, the drink was included, but you paid for your meat, $8, then you paid $5 for your side dishes plus drink.
Yeah, well, the meats were... cut right there in front of me, and that was a little on the high end. So we're looking at a sandwich is $4, a plate is $8, and for kids it's what?
The meal is under 12, half price for the meal.
Or a sandwich.
Yeah.
Or half price on the sandwich.
Well, that's what I mean.
So now you know what goes on the sign.
In other words, not half price for the soda or the water. It's
yeah. Yeah, so soda or water is what it is.
Half price.
Buy water for what, 25 cents each or less?
Well, that's the thing, but you still have to ice. Oh, ice. Yeah. You still have to ice
still
everything
have to cool
down.
And everything, and that costs
yes,
money.
That's something we need to accumulate large coolers for this event that we can
the ice trick is that those drive-ups now, it's $1.75 for 20 pounds.
Twice as much for it. That's not bad at all.
It's cheap. They have two prices there. They have one that's bagged already, and I think bagged already is $1.75 for 10 pounds, and if you bring your own bag or container, I believe it's $1.75 for 20 pounds. Is that what I see on the sign?
Is that the one of twice the ice, what they call it? Or
yeah, it's a building bag. 15, that's one or whatever.
I don't know how
they're making money. I don't know how they're making
money. Well, I know there's one in the mall.
Well, there's one down at 501...
Walmart has them in their parking lot.
Right next to the mall right there.
I think there's one common.
Yeah, twice the ISIS, I think. Well, then
just down the street from Golden Crest.
So I figure we'll need two large cooler fulls.
Well, we got that found out right.
That's right. That is a big cooler.
Yeah, it's about that tall. It don't go all the way to the bottom, but it's about that big around. And then we've got my two Coleman coolers, which look big, but inside of them, they got walls about that thick. So I'll bring those two. I was hoping we had somebody that had a boat that might have a clean, super big cooler.
John Matthews.
Might smell like fish. If he's got one, he keeps his soda in.
If it's John Matthews, he would
smell like fish.
He He's always catching fish.
He likes fish.
Well, again, a typical business meeting's been business. Well, someday we ought to be able to just have hangar talk and stuff. But anyway.
Do you have different plates for just sandwiches versus the dinner?
Well, you know, that's the thing. Are we going to get potato chips, small bags of potato chips? If we got a big thing of potato chips, you could use the same plates, and when they get there, you know, just have somebody.
Yeah, no one putting their hands in it.
Well, they could have a plastic glove on. That's another thing. Do we need to get that since we're really out in the ice now? Do we need to have serving gloves?
I wonder if that has any would look better, but nothing else.
I would think that would be a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
What are you talking about?
Did you get
Walmart? Yeah,
that's Ben Sharpton.
If the plain plates for sandwiches and the divided plates for the plates, that way when they...
Yes.
And the money, they get the right plate.
And you know what the, they know what
service,
they're getting.
You know what they paid for.
That's a good point.
Mm-hmm. Very good point.
Glad you showed up.
Or, most of the sandwiches on the individual are just wrapped in a little wax paper.
They usually make them right out of spot, don't they?
Yeah.
They make them as they come to the side.
We need somebody to set up a table over there by Gene to help out on that. Maybe have some barbecue.
That way, yeah, they come up with a small plate, they're getting a sandwich. In fact, they could come up with a small plate with the roll.
Yes.
On the thing. And you know what they're getting.
Have somebody in the line giving out rolls for the, and those that are coming with plates, the same person will be giving out buns.
Well, that's another thing. We have a big area to set up this time. We're not going to be in a small place. So right next to the cash box could be just the barbecue or the hamburger.
Well,
the
first thing would be the plates and the utensils. And the.
But what if you want a plate that you'd like to have the bread with it?
Well, we're going to have rolls and we're going to have hamburger rolls. The hamburger rolls is for the sandwiches. Is that right?
Yeah. So
then you would know. It's just
when they come out.
Matter. When they pay for it there and they get their plate.
And somebody right by the cash register, they pay $2 or whatever, or $4, you know that they get a little round plate. Then the next person alongside you is giving out the bread. They know when it comes, if it's a divided plate, they get rolls, so on and so forth. And that would be a good system.
Well, the cashier guy could give out the plates.
He's going to have his hands full. Yeah. I did that job.
That could be the receipt, because you're not going to give a receipt.
That's true. That's true.
You got to give him a receipt to take the money and handle the
Although plates. He's handling dirty money. He's going to have his hands full. I had to take off my shoes, count the toes.
What I was thinking about is the more things you got to do, the more people you're going to need.
We're hoping and anticipating that this is going to be an even larger turnout.
Oh, yeah.
You were there last year. Did you make the one last year when we sunk the 182?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Boy, that was on. I didn't know one of those was that heavy.
I didn't know so much mud could be packed up in a
wheel pants. Yeah. So, that incident there helped propagate the movement of the chapter to a different facility. What have we missed? And we have a list here now. So we're counting on help showing up, just period. They'll get recruited when they show up. As far as side dishes, you want me to just appoint people, right? And they'll respond.
How many side dishes do we really need? We've got that pretty well covered.
Yeah, macaroni and cheese, baked beans, potato salad, brownies,
different kinds of salad is always nice. Fruit salad, whatever. But
getting too much.
Yeah. Most Lions you go, if you get potato salad, coleslaw, and the meat, and bread, and a drink, that's usually all you get.
Yeah, but have you ever noticed how people talk about our barbecue? Yeah. Lions? I have heard many people talk about it. Christie's was the best of the best.
Even Carolina Flyers, so you need to make that one.
Sherry, how hard is it to make a macaroni salad?
How much are you talking about?
20 pounds.
Yeah, no,
about 20
pounds. Your wife makes
40
pounds of steak.
Yeah, she makes
yeah.
Like obscene amount.
Yeah. That's the only thing I'm thinking that might be needed. Anybody got any ideas?
I don't know if I could talk her into making that much this year.
I mean,
that took her like 2 or 3 days.
Oh, I'm sure it did. Okay, macaroni and cheese.
I thought some people don't like macaroni and cheese. Although that casserole, if we could get some from that restaurant we went to the other day, that was some of the best macaroni and cheese I ever had. And I don't like macaroni and cheese. I think I remember yours was about like, you make like a casserole.
That's quite
great. Yeah.
I think the whole point being is people that come to the fly-in, we're dealing with people that go for a $100 hamburger because they've got a place to fly to. That's what we're dealing with. And I don't think it's a... we just keep it as a simple barbecue like we have. Without getting too extravagant, we're going to keep it simple. The thing is, this year, if the weather is kind to us, then I really do expect a tremendous turnout. Last year we were fortunate. We had 40 aircraft show up during that day. And as soggy as everything was, that was a real blessing. That was a make it or break it deal that time.
John and Jean, their stipulation behind doing the barbecue for us was that it be all you can eat.
Mm-hmm.
That was their stipulation. They didn't have anything else to say, but they said this one plate thing was ridiculous, and it had to be all you can eat. So,
same on the sandwiches?
Huh?
Same on the sandwiches.
Well, now hold on. See, now we're doing the sandwiches this year. Last year we never had sandwiches before.
Right.
So I'm sitting here looking at this, and the math don't work out.
So why don't we go away with the sandwiches and just do the plates? The children under 12 have price. And if they want to turn it into a sandwich, let them turn it into a sandwich.
You either got to do that, or you got to change the math because it ain't working out. You get all you can eat barbecue plate for $8, but you can get one sandwich for $4.
Right.
Yeah, that don't work. You just don't.
Well, then why don't we just offer people buns or a sandwich?
How are you gonna tell whether the person comes back or?
You don't. It's all you can eat.
It's all you can eat.
If you have a plate, you come back with your plate.
Oh.
Okay?
That's now, the thing about...
You say, okay, well, how many people's going to misuse that? Well, we did see last year...
How many people throw the plate and garbage over, you know, the sandwich?
Well, no, they're going to have a plate because it's barbecue. It's not a sandwich. We never did a sandwich before. That's what I was saying. We always did the plate. And we did have a couple people last year that didn't. One guy went back and got a plate full of barbecue and fed his dog.
Yeah.
Remember? Did y'all see that?
That was what's his name.
Okay. So, I mean, you know, some people's going to be less than honest, but, you know, most people are not. Most people are good about it. And most people only went one time through the line, you know.
Well, the stuff you're having.
Well, the chicken sandwich, we do $8 the plate. For adults and children under 12,
for. Keep it
simple. That's what I say. If you want a sandwich instead of a plate, it's the same price. You know, then you can also. The other thing is that if you separate it like we were talking about, then if you got a barbecue sandwich, do they get dessert too? I mean, there's all kinds of things you got to worry about. This way, you don't got to worry about nothing. Everybody's the same.
So you don't even have to drink.
Huh?
That's
extra.
We'll have dessert.
$8 plus $1 for a drink.
But you only
you want to stuff. You want to. Listen now, you want to stop under $10. Okay? You don't want it to be
$10. Right.
You want it to be under $10.
Is that like on TV, $19.95?
Well, no. Well, it's sort of. It's sort of, except for a little bit different. Here's what happens out there in the field. They know you don't have a lot of change, and you know they know it's for a donation. So if it's $9, they're going to hand you a $10 bill invariably and tell you to keep the change. That's what's going to happen. Okay? We know it.
That's a lot.
All right? Or you want to make it $11 instead of 10, but you don't stop at 10. You see? If you make it 11, they'll give you a 10 and a 5, tell you to keep the change. I'm just telling you a little bit about marketing. That's human nature. Okay? So
Carson's going to need all the change. It's the drink master.
Yeah. Well, it's just the same cashier. But anyhow.
How is the cashier going to know about the drink?
It's right beside of him. Well, it always has been.
Well, we're going to have...
And it's sort of... People could reach there and get it. It's chaos.
Yeah.
Okay? And they could go over there and do whatever they're doing.
First off, the mentality of most of the people that come are aviation industry people.
Yeah.
General aviation and that.
Yeah.
They're out there to have some place to fly to and be around what they enjoy. They're not out there just to come out to the Ryan's food there and eat until they can't walk.
Right.
Although
there's some of that.
Well, it's far outweighed by just fine people.
When you put the signs out by the road, it might not be aviation folks there.
Right.
Okay?
Well, yeah.
But that's a problem.
That's right. And that's why you got to price it right, because you're going to have some loss.
So we're going to, if we price this like we say, half price for children under 12, that's the information we're looking for to give to the homeschool people. Right. We have to get this out to the homeschool network, because that's a really big group of people. That's where the kids came from last year. So we're getting these kids with their minds that are like sponges out there, and they had fun.
Okay, I got it. So it's $8, half price, for 12 room.
And then that simplifies a lot of things. So we don't need the plane plates. Just use the fire.
So it's $8 adults, $4 12 and under, and $1 per drink.
Yes.
And we'll just do rolls. If they want to turn a roll into a sandwich, they can. We don't need a hamburger box.
Okay.
I mean, you break a roll open, it's a sandwich.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever. Are we all in
same
court on this one, on the same
page? Even if you got some hamburger buns, it'll be okay. Some people are going to want barbecue sandwiches no matter what.
Yeah, they're going to
want
them.
I was thinking.
You know.
Okay.
It'd be fine. They won't go to waste. They won't.
Okay, so then you think we're okay?
Yep.
I don't know what else to move on to then. Other than...
What about the belly dancers?
You want to go spring?
We've got a couple of girls in the dollhouse.
There you go.
Kids. We have kids.
Private hangar.
We might be able to get the Taj Mahal down here open. Or H&H. Use the airplane for a backdrop.
Yeah.
That's on record too.
Mm-hmm. I got you.
Okay. Christmas dinner I covered. Dues are still $20 a year.
Yeah, that's a nice subject, isn't it?
Yep. We got four members that's paid.
We've got a couple guests here. Welcome to the madness. Hope it hasn't been too boring. Hope it's been more entertaining. I think you can gather. Most people don't like to attend business meetings. I don't see what else. It really was mainly about the flying.
That's it.
I'd like to say maybe next year we could start a new leaf and have a one weekend out of the year, like a Saturday or a Sunday, whatever is easier, have a gathering
just for enjoyment, to hang or talk in, come together for hamburgers and hot dogs and such.
Yep, hang or fun.
Now, keep in mind, this spring, we've already started spring planning for the spring fly-in, which pretty much is that.
Right.
So that's a good opportunity. The first one this year, as maddening in a short amount of time we had to plan it, working with Doug and Mike Marlowe and all of them, it actually did turn out quite well. So that's already in the works for spring. I think that's in April.
Well, I think our meetings are going to be less business and more enjoyment because we've gotten rid of our overhead and we're going to have a surplus of money, and me being treasurer, I always get happy when it's a surplus of money.
Also, I'd like to start those that are in into projects, or those considering projects, those that would, when I belonged to Chapter 187 up in the D.C. area years ago, we used to take a weekend day and go around and visit the members' projects at their homes. And we were even known to get involved in sanding on composite aircraft while we were visiting. And in return, it wasn't required, but usually the individual when his plane was flying and you were at one of the fly-ins, if you had your hands on that aircraft, you went flying with him. And I did that in a long easy, did it in a glass air. It was just a camaraderie thing. And it inspired the involvement of hands-on helping one another, because when you're doing it all alone, extra pair of eyes, three or four of them, it's really, no matter how many you've done, it's still nice to have an extra pair of eyes. You found and missed something. I can't get enough people to look at mine. But again, so that's something that could work along that line, and we need to consider. Ron and I were talking yesterday. I guess we're going to go ahead and pursue through Joe or through the supervisor about looking into going to Aner.
I left my message.
Oh, did you? Okay. Okay. And it's quite a haul for me, but I'd like to find a way to go with you or be involved in trying to get that segment going. I think having had four kids and seeing the way their eyes light up when they get involved in some of that stuff. That one girl that attended our fly-in last year, she couldn't ask me enough questions about my project. She thought it was really interesting to see what the inside of an airplane looked like, what made it work, instead of one that was covered. So she found that really interesting. She was picking the details inside that thing. She probably noticed more than most people that looked at it because it was all new to her. So that's something maybe, like you say, we're going to get more away from the business aspects because this thing is getting a little bit easier to handle than what we had.
And we need to talk, and we've only got a few more meetings before the end of the year, and I would like any surplus money we have, if we cannot find a route for it, maybe donating it to the Build-A-Plane Foundation. Is that possible? Can we supply gasoline for young eagles? Can we have an old eagles program? You said something about we can't actually give money to the pilots who are doing the young eagles. Can we provide them with gasoline prepaid?
Shared expenses is okay. Now, in the Camden chapter that I belong to up there, this came out regarding that. When you look at the cost of operating any kind of aircraft, figured over the year, divided by the hour, break it down, like the one guy's champ up there, by the time you figured his insurance, his maintenance, his fuel, he's talking $100-some an hour that he trains in. And so if you're buying fuel, then that's considered shared expenses to get the young eagles in the air. I don't know how the FAA is going to look at that, but technically that would be shared expenses
you're not covering everything if you're buying the fuel. So this is a, this, maybe we need to talk to somebody in the FAA, maybe FISDO or somebody, and see what their input would be on that. No? Or just don't even do it. Don't open a can of worms.
Don't open it up. First of all, FISDO ain't going to tell you nothing. They're going to say, go to your CPA.
Right.
Sure.
Well, then what we just need to do is the guy takes off with a wet aircraft, and when he's done flying on the Young Eagles, the top is plane off.
That's what I was thinking.
Anybody see any legalities that might come out of that? Because we'd really like to get young people in the air. And we have a fella here that has a four-place 172 that's offered. He just can't continue to feed the fuel. Because some of these folks want to go for two and three rides over a period of time, which is okay if it's keeping their interest. And it has happened that way in the Young Eagles program. But then we're going to, we'll need ground support. We'll need somebody to write the check for the fuel. We'll need, you know, that kind of thing. So that's another program we need to look at and somebody be involved in.
How would that be considered shared expenses when you're not even participate?
Oh, we will.
Other ones that are riding.
Right, but our chapter is actually facilitating the events.
We're donating the fuel to the pilot, but we're not participating in the flight, so therefore.
So you see that as a legal?
No, I don't see it as a legal thing.
Oh, it's a donation.
It's a donation
from our chapter to.
Yeah, I don't see right now. I don't look at that. You can ask. I can ask my CPA. He's very up on that stuff because he also handles our flying club.
Would you please?
That's great.
Just see what kind of input, professional input we could get on that. But that's a good point too. If it's a donation by.
I know that.
But we're facilitating.
Many clubs have many expenses. Not everybody's participants.
Well, we really need to look into that because I think we have an opportunity. This chapter's never had a Young Eagle program. And now they've had the Old Eagle program that EAA up in Oshkosh has started also.
I think going back to, I'm not saying don't donate stuff, but I think it'd be better served if it was a hands-on, I think, such as that where the chapter is getting involved in the Young Eagles and stuff like that. And I don't see how anybody could.
Well, that's what Oshkosh wants, is they want to.
I don't see how anybody could complain about the expenses, whether it's the IRS or anyone else, because you're promoting what we are.
We just don't want to get a private pilot or anybody on the ropes with the FAA. And if somebody wanted to be hind in about it, they could. You know, we don't want to give them the opportunity to become one. So
the EAA would have the answer.
Well, they're saying you need to be flying them for free. No, they didn't.
You would be flying them for
free.
Well, yeah, but I mean, in regards to the private pilot using his aircraft to fly somebody and then taking payment for flying them.
He's losing the shirt. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly. Well, exactly. But it's really amazing how many in this country, just for the sake of flying and getting children interested in flying, have deep enough pockets to do just that.
Yeah. What I'm saying is, how could there be a legal issue? If you lose nobody's.
Yeah. They'd rather not address it. Like Ron says, why even open a can of worms? Just go do it. Nobody knows. The biggest thing would be if somebody was profiting from it.
The only issue is if it's a private pilot.
Don't do that.
If you're a commercial pilot, it's not an issue. If you're a private pilot, it could become an issue if you give the appearance that you're flying for profit. You cannot fly for profit as a private pilot.
No, you're in the hole no matter what.
Right. I know that. But
the other part of that is.
But there's certain rulings by the FAA.
Doing this already.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's certain rulings by the FAA. I'm in agreement with you that EAA would know. They would know. This isn't the only time this has come up.
Well, that's a program I personally, those that have aircraft and have the credentials to be able to do it,
I think it would really be a plus around here. Mm-hmm. When you look around at the number of people in
here, here's the way I'm looking at when I talk to and you talk to whatever the board gal for Horry County, and that is to help them along, which in the long run would possibly be a part. What I'm getting to is maybe it would be some sort of a prize for the best student or the three best students or whatever, like in the technical class or something like that, to be able to go for a ride and things like that.
Yeah.
No, those are the ones that you want to get involved. You don't want Johnny who's always messed up.
Well, part of the Young Eagles program is to hit the right button on some of these kids, yeah, to pull them in. Us old timers now going away. There's going to be a shortage of people flying these things up there. I really don't want to fly in an unmanned airliner.
Just don't go. Joseph Bale. I know this kid, Joseph, when he started school. Let me tell you what. That kid was a terror. I could not believe it. He is now one of the best pilots that I know. The day he took his private, he didn't study for the written. The examiner says, well, let's go fly. The wind was blowing like mad. He was flying a tail dragger. And when they come back in, the examiner says, anybody that can land like that on a day like this deserves a license. And then he threw him out for not studying for his oral. And now he's flying everything that he can get in. And they say he is really good.
Well, again, I don't think we should give up on any of them.
Well, that's why I hate you. So you don't know which kid, you know, the three best ones. The three best ones, right?
Well, that's what the Young Eagles...
don't pursue it.
But my point of view is... I know your point of view is. You've got to give them something to reach for and hopefully straighten out their life.
Well, we also have PAI and the group that's come in here, which is part of PAI, I believe, that's doing instruction here and that. And I'm sure it's through their graciousness that we get to meet here. So we start working all together, and I think we can come into a program of some sort. It may be for, okay, the top three in Horry County gets, we might be able to finance some kind of the five first lessons are on us or something like that. Yeah. Or go up for an hour lesson with an instructor and recover it. You know.
So we're back to that same issue, and that is, are we stepping over the line as far as the IRS? I don't
think so. Not there. Not something like that.
Yeah, but you're still handing money in, whether you handle it for fuel or whether you handle it for a lesson.
Well, we're not handling it to a private pilot.
But as long as it's a donation, I don't see what's wrong with
that's
it.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. I don't think it's a problem.
It's got to be a donation, that's all. I'm just saying we're going to have about $1,400 a year we don't know what to do with. At least, right? When we were struggling out in Green Sea, we always had the money to pay our lease, our insurance, and our taxes.
Just don't spend it for us in the bank.
That's right. I wouldn't worry about spending it until you got it.
Yeah. True.
You got it,
but
when it starts to mount up, then there's something to do with it.
Yeah.
When you got it, you know.
And remember, too, we talked about some sort of a trainer deal.
Yeah.
That was going to cost money.
Well, now they have the new screens, the wraparound computer screens, so it wouldn't be hard to set up a neat little trainer with a simulator. As a simulator.
It says, what's this flight school got? Do they have one?
I don't think so. I don't know. I haven't talked to them about that. But those are just a couple things.
Those are options.
Yeah. So I think we need to keep that in mind, and let's see if we can't come up with a plan on a program like that for kids. We need youth. We're just like a church group or the Grange or anybody else. We don't bring youth and enthusiasm in here, this thing's going to fall off. We have to grow it. And unfortunately, not being a for-profit thing, we have different motivations. I like to say, I get a big grin on my face when I see anybody flying, so it's the wheels break the ground, I grin. So, and I think we're coming up with time, isn't it?
Our 10.
So we've done our hour, If there's any other input, somebody, anything you have on your minds, direct other directions we need to go. Guess not.
I'd just like to add, everybody's invited to the Christmas party. You don't have to be a member, just like Mr. Cannon. If you'd like to come up to, it's going to be at Mango's. It's on the beach. It's at 25th Avenue North, off Promotion Boulevard. It's a nice restaurant. Bring your wife or bring any family you want. It's reasonably priced, and the food was delicious. They usually have, what, a couple different meats? Yeah.
Well, we have a menu to pick from. It's $20 a head. That includes gratuities. We do try to get a head count for the lady that runs it. The room only seats 40. So there's a few stipulations to it, but if you ahead of time and we know what the head count is, we can cover it.
Yeah. So you could call
it's
me.
On, it's going to be on December 4th.
Number, I think.
December 4th. And check our website. You have internet? Anything good? EAA 1167, all that kind of info will be there.
.org, yeah.
December 4th. Mm-hmm. That's the date you told us you'd like to have it.
You said you could be there.
We were able to accommodate you.
That's what you said last month. That's why we did it that day.
Christine was happy that I called her, the same gal that was in charge of it, that runs the restaurant. And she was I said, just print the same menu, change the date. Because the selection was wonderful and everybody that tried it walked away happy, I believe. We okay, folks? I have a motion to join the meeting?
Second.
Third.
Okay, well, it's over.
Thanks.